For the next hour, we're going to review the commissioner decisions that were issued in 2015. And I was tasked with talking about attorney general opinions as well. Depending on how well I manage my time, those attorney general opinions may get short shrift at the end of the presentation. But everything's in your paper, so hopefully you'll be able to review that. This is one of the more difficult presentations to give because all the lawyers that litigated these cases are actually in the room and sort of listening with a very critical ear to the summary. So I'm sure that I'll get something wrong about your case. So I apologize in advance. You can catch me in the hall and tell me how I got it wrong or how Judges Maska and Moriarty may have gotten it wrong. But my review is limited to the four corners of the commissioner's decision. So that's what we're going to talk about. Okay, so reported commissioner decisions this year. Through regular monthly, actually, public information requests to the agency, our tenacious administrative staff at TASB, and through asking attorneys like you in the room to send us commissioner decisions when you get them, we've compiled what we feel like is a comprehensive list of the commissioner decisions that were issued in 2015. I can't make any promises about that. It's only as good as the response that we get to our public information requests. And I can tell you that if you're looking at your paper, the very first sentence says that there were 41 decisions, and the slide says 42. We found one just this last week, and I'll point that one out so you can add it to your materials.